live local high school basketball is on WKHN, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Every moment of exciting hoops coverage is brought to you by
Kelly Express Marts, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, AeroQuip Credit Union, Top Coffee Softwater, Glamour's Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group and Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavator, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, Alro Metals and Plastics, Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance, The Brokerage House with Jennifer Scanlon, Jackson Public Schools, and Industrial Steel Treating.
Now, let's go courtside for live coverage of high school basketball.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, and indeed we are courtside, adjacent to the court, and ready for an exciting Girls Hoops Tilt Cascades Conference rivalry. It's got conference championship implications, and we've got a near-capacity crowd, one of the biggest crowds we've had for a high school hoops game all season, Brian.
Yeah, and it's one of those games in the area that just for the last 10 years at least is like one that people put a circle around. So there's, you talk about the crowd here. I've seen some people here that aren't even from Grass Lake or Michigan right. Center. They just want to come see the rivalry.
Yeah, it's Hoops fans standing right near us. Aubrey Allen from Western High School. They're stellar girls team. We've seen her at a couple of good games this year. Just basketball fans come out and watch. And I think that's one of the fun things that we have when we get to go out to these games is who are we going to see who's at games that we're at also. Often because they're just coming out and they know they're going to see some good hoops.
Yep, I'm excited. And hey, maybe we'll get a treat. The JV game just goes to overtime.
Yeah, what an exciting tilt. 38-32, the final. Grass Lake making some free throws down the stretch to ice it. We'll see what the varsity contest is. But I'll tell you what, it was a close one in that first meeting earlier this year here in the pregame for Kelly Express Marts. That was a, where's the final? Do I have it on my list?
Anyway, it was close. I was there.
Yeah, you said. And it's going to be the matchup. I really was looking at Michigan Center coming in, winning six straight since that loss. Kind of on a roll, not really challenged. And that's the thing about these two teams as they go through the season. And we say that a lot from the top to the bottom of the conference. There is a gulf between the talent level and the play. So when you come out to one of these games, it really is a highlight of the year. And it's a tough one. Michigan Center, only two losses on the year. One at Grass Lake, 61-55 was the score there. So a six-point tilt difference. And the other loss was at Lumen Christi, 50-28. And that's number one team in Division III, Lumen Christi. And number 10, the MHSAA has Grass Lake. I think that might be a little low for how good this Grass Lake team is. And but so Center's coming in, and that's kind of their only two losses. And that one conference loss is to Grass Lake, so if they were to avenge that loss here at home, they'd each have one loss in the league, and I don't know where the tiebreaker falls to.
Yeah, I'm not sure how that, yeah. They might even just call them co-champs, I guess.
I think so, maybe, yeah, but who gets to go play in that championship game out at Spring Arbor or wherever they play that for the, that's what they're kind of playing for tonight. So it's got conference championship implications, both teams want to win, and we talked with I saw you talked with Kara Straub a little bit. She had a big game out against Grass Lake in the loss on the road earlier in the year. How'd she take it? Because she used to be a Grass Lake student.
Yeah, and you know, unlike college where the NIL money is and people are hopping all over, this was just a different circumstance where Kara had played 2 years of varsity ball and then now have played her last 2 years at center. And we talked to her and asked her if this was, you know, extra special. But her comment was just, it was because Grass Lake's in first place.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't like because that's where she used to go. She said, hey, I want to help my team win, and they're in the way.
Yeah, and that really was just listening in and having her say, well, yeah, I want to win because we want to win the conference.
Right.
And we want, you know, I want to help my team. But she did. She said, yeah, other than that, it's another game. It's, you know, nothing special because it's Grass Lake. I love that they both kind of have the
candy stripe.
Yeah. Warm-up pants. So this, yeah, just has a good big feeling of energy here in the gym. The pep band's here for the Cardinals. So yeah, we're the energetic already. With, like I said, the gym starts filling in before the varsity contest a little more than it was to start, so everybody who gets here catches the end of that girls JV game and it goes into overtime, and now you're already rooting, you get all energized. So Yeah, the energy level in here is peak. It's palpable.
Yeah, and for both teams, you know, you mentioned the disparity kind of between the top of the conference and the bottom. So they don't get a ton of games like this where the adrenaline gets pumped. This feels like tournament basketball. You know, this has that feel to it. I know Grass Lake and Coach April Salt says she knew what kind of team she had. She knew they were going to be a top team, and they've got a really good schedule. And they've had a few games, more than Michigan Center, where they've gotten to play this level of competition. So we'll see if that experience helps them.
As I mentioned, the Warriors, number 10 in the MHSAA, they come in 15-1, unbeaten in the league. But their only loss was Division I Rockford, who's 13-1. They're ranked number one in Division I. So the best team in the biggest division is that's tough. And Grass Lake came was 79-46 was the final, but that's one of those games where in Division III and you go, we'll play D1, whatever, let's go try it out. And Rockford's only loss was to Muskegon, I think. Muskegon ranked, I think, fifth in D1. So you know, it's a lot of like the best teams playing each other, and pretty great. Grass Lake's coming off a win at Manchester, 69-10. So that's one of those things that I think that. I don't know about you, but when we get to the girls and they play some of those mismatches, they still go out and play hard the whole time. And they, you know, they stick to their game plan and they go out and play the game the way they always will, no matter the competition. And I think you kind of have to do that because you will run up against those teams where, okay, you can beat them easily, but you can't have that mindset.
Yeah, well, in Grass Lake's case, they're so deep that you go play and, you know, you can bring people off the bench and there's still girls that would start on every other team in the conference.
Right.
I know Coach Saltz told me before the game that's the thing she likes best about this team is she has six or seven girls that at any time could be the leading scorer. And according to her, she said nobody seems to care. Like, it's just, hey, and they even keep team assists instead of individual things. And so... you know, that's a tough – when you get that kind of talent and that depth and that attitude, that's a good recipe.
No doubt. Any given night could be somebody different. So it's nice to see that. And Grass Lake, in this matchup in particular, Brian, noteworthy that Grass Lake beat Michigan Center twice last season. They got them in the first game this season. That's four straight wins over Michigan Center for the Warriors, so they're on this little streak here, and the one before that was an overtime loss to Michigan Center. So, you know, they always play tight, but right now, Grass Lake's kind of had the edge for the last couple of years.
Yeah, and you know, going over to the Michigan Center side, we always talk about we love coaches' kids, and they have a backcourt of coaches' kids, and it's Gaddy and View who have been the varsity. Travis, who coached varsity boys for many years, now helping with the girls, and Coach Greg View, of course, for Michigan Center. So the only thing we like better than coaches' kids are when your coaches' kids are in the backcourt.
Right.
When you got that tough guard tandem, that's a tough thing to beat.
And I'll say that about Gaddy for the Cardinals tonight. I say tonight, but any time we've seen her, just hard-edged. She plays tough. She takes a beating, puts her body on the line, and still manages to come out healthy and still ready to run. So looking forward to seeing that matchup with the good players from Grass Lake. And, of course, what Grass Lake team would be complete without someone named Lape in the lineup? And I was sure that Reese Lape was going to be a senior this year, but no, just a junior. So another year of this. And Grass Lake only has one senior on the roster. So, you know, the legacy should continue at least till through next year, but it looks like with that JV, they're gonna have years and years to go here with a good basketball program at Grass Lake.
Yeah, that lone senior you're talking about, Maya Vigeland, she just signed at Davenport, I believe.
Yeah.
So she's tough. So that's an important senior. But you're right. You look down that roster, just juniors and sophomores most part, and the lone freshman Hadley White, who, on the flip side, she used to be a Michigan Center girl and then transferred to Grass Lake, and she is tough, too.
Yeah, so just a lot of storylines, a lot of fun, and we're looking forward to it. Let's take 3 minutes here, and we'll come back with the starting lineups. Michigan Center girls hosting Grass Lake here on WKHM and online at WKHM.com with our pregame brought to you by Kelly Express Marks.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Need metal? Al Rowe Metals Outlet makes buying metals and plastics fast and simple. Their retail stores are open to the public to walk in and shop. Their customers include machine shops, job shops, contractors, welders, hobbyists, artists, and do-it-yourselfers. Al Rowe Metals Outlet stores offer saw cutting and shearing while you wait. Michigan locations include Jackson, Ann Arbor, Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, Lansing, Livonia, Troy, and Warren. Learn more at alrowe.com.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
Right now, at this very moment, is your money making money? Because if it's just sitting in a checking or savings account, it may not be. If you'd like to chat about putting your money to work, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
You bring the hustle. Let your checking keep up. With Amped Checking from Blue Ox Credit Union, you'll earn an incredible 5.0% APY on your everyday spending. Swipe your card. Get paid. Go digital. That's all it takes to keep your account amped up and earning. Visit blueoxcu.org/amped-checking and start earning more today. Annual percentage yield up to 5.0% on balances up to $10,000 in 1 cent. Requirements apply. Rates may change. Fees may reduce earnings. Blue Ox Credit Union, a division of Ignite Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Good morning, Jackson. This is Molly Kennedy with the Brokerage House. It may be freezing outside, but the spring real estate market is already heating up. If you've been thinking about selling your home, now is the perfect time to get ready. Our signature listing experience is designed to help you prepare, stand out, and maximize your value when buyers are most active. Let's put a smart plan in motion today. Visit thebrokeragehouse.com or call 517-788-8733. And let's make your next move your best move with the Brokerage House.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, the professor, Brian Haynes. Man, the gym is rocking with the pep band in here, and there is just an energy tonight for a really great matchup. Michigan Center hosting Grass Lake Girls, Cascades Conference Basketball, and Brian, you have our starting lineups?
I do. Let's start with the visitors from Grass Lake. The Warriors are going to start the lone sophomore for them, Adeline Jarko. They have three juniors, including Leah Starkey, Elise Bullock, and Reese Late. And then the lone senior that we mentioned, Maya Vigeland.
There you go. And how about for the home field Cardinals?
For the Cardinals, they'll have sophomore Carson Smith, sophomore Maurice View, junior McKinley Gaddy, senior Ella Best, and senior Kara Straub.
Yeah, Kara Straub, the lone senior in the start. Oh, no, did we have two?
Ella Best, yeah.
Ella Best, yeah. So they got a couple, but again, Michigan Center, another team. Just three seniors on the roster. So another situation where you expect the program to continue pretty strong for years to come. And more matchups like this for certain to be had down the road. We're just getting close to getting the anthem and the starting lineups here in the building. Our pregame brought to you by Kelly Express Marts. A lot of live coverage here at WKHM, online at WKHM.com, and I think they're having some problems with the NHS
some network that you can watch it with no sound.
So maybe some extra folks tuned in. If you're just joining us, we're glad to have you on board. Grass Lake Warriors and Michigan Center Cardinals We'll take a three-minute break, and when we come back, tip-off time on WKHM. And again, streaming around the world at WKHM.com.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing Company. If you or someone you know is currently working in the plumbing industry and looking for a new company to work for, give me a call. We are currently hiring experienced plumbers and drain cleaners. At Grimes Plumbing, we are family-owned and operated and have proudly served the Jackson community for decades. If you are ready for steady work with a company that treats you like family, we want to hear from you. Apply today at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com or send us an email at GrimesPlumbing@gmail.com.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic and Bright Walls, and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Oak and Iron, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at ISD. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Whether you're mowing, grading, or just taking care of your property, you need the proven reliability of number one selling Kubota compact tractors to help you get it all done right. Stop by today. Right now, bring home select Kubota LX series with 0% financing available or save up to $4,000. Now through February 28th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment, Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at KubotaKings.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, as they cut the lights here in the Ray Haynes Gymnasium for the introductions of the starting lineup for the Cardinals. And I saw, sometimes I see a big spotlight or something. Right now it's just Steve Canterbury over there with a flashlight, but it's getting hype in here, I'll tell you what.
Yeah, this is big time. I haven't seen this before.
I think it's contributing to the big game atmosphere here as our pregame will wrap up for Kelly Express Marts. I can't say enough good things about those guys. I love all the locations around Jackson. I pretty much know wherever I'm going or wherever I am, I'm going to be able to jump in and grab Form energy drink or maybe some chicken nuggets.
I love the nuggets.
Mini tacos I'm a fan of. And pizza. Jeez, call them and order a pizza. If you want a good quality pie, Kelly Express Mart's our pregame and postgame sponsors.
Steve, I have a funny little story. The last time Michigan Center played Grass Lake, the day before the game in practice, 10 minutes in, Kara Straub, Coach View had to get in there and was demonstrating a drill, and Kara elbowed him and broke his nose. He ended up needing surgery. So the last game, and he just got his bandage off his nose. The last game I was at, the entire Michigan Center student section all had bandages across their noses too. But Coach View, no bandage, nose healed.
He's ready to go. Look at that serious face, right, View. Jump ball, and it's tapped to Grass Lake, and the Warriors will take it down quickly. Bullock gives it up to Lake. Step back, triple, short. Straub, great box out, but the rebound loose and taken away. A good effort by Leah Starkey to pull that away. She gets the ball back, passes out. Good open look for a second three. That rattles out. This time Straub squeezes it. Two good box outs by Kara Straub for the Cardinals. Back the other way, Gaddy. Marius View now working across the perimeter. Crosses, move to the basket, drops it down and had somebody down there open for a moment. Stepped in front, though, did Lape, and back the other way for the Warriors. And Lape will slow it out, and they'll set up the offense. Oh, now she looks to go off the dribble. Down to the block. Tough running jump hook off again, and Straub again boxing out. Had a chance that rebound knocked away from her, but they'll call it off of the Warriors.
And, Steve, it's funny. Straub 5 inches taller at least than Starkey down there, but before the game, Coach Saltz told me that she calls Starkey her little swiper, and she said, I don't know what a vertical is, but it's a monster. She was a state qualifier in the high jump.
Oh, yeah. Cardinal ball, Maris View on the wing. Now back to the top for Gaddy. Gaddy finds somebody open down on the block. She gives it up quickly, and now it's loose, and Cardinals will turn it over again. Up the floor quickly, Adeline Jarko with the miss. Rebounded, though, a second chance for the Warriors. Lape sets up on the wing. Now to the top for Bullock. She goes into the elbow. That's Beagleman. With a jump hook, missed. Rebound tapped, but squeezed again by Grass Lake. Lape takes it into the to the block, and we get our first bucket of the game, point blank for Lape. And if you're the Cardinals, you can't give them that many tries.
Yeah, Lape, Grand Valley commit, just a junior. She's tough. You can't give her that extra try, yeah. That's for sure.
Good length and athleticism. Drive from Gaddy, backs it out for a three-point attempt. That's going to miss everything. That was Carson Smith catching and shooting. And just a little off on that one, even though it missed everything. It still, like, it didn't look like a terrible shot. And that's kind of the first time the Cardinals have really gotten a shot up, turning it over the most first couple times down. Now they'll set up some press, picking up the dribble in the backcourt. View pressing late. It's got to be close to
that. Oh, yeah, there you go.
Will get the 10-second count. I said it had to be close. And as late made a sprint for the timeline, they blew that 10-second whistle. And so the Cardinals create the turnover out of a little full-court press. They trail 2-0. Grass Lake setting up on the D, and View will get it into Gaddy, left wing. Looking down for Straub on the block, and Lake jumps in front.
Grass Lake's very active defensively. Just tons of athletes out there, and the Cardinal girls right now going to have to take care of the ball a little better. They've made some errant passes.
Yeah, a little too casual. Pass it into the backcourt for the Cardinals. Give it up to View. Back to Gaddy for a deep triple. She takes that shot and makes it, but in this case, it's a miss. Rebounded and late. Hesitation dribble down the lane, and we get a blocking call against Gaddy trying to step up and take a charge. I said it in the pregame. We've seen her. She regularly puts her body on the line, takes the punishment there, and doesn't get the whistle. That'll be a blocking call and free throws for late.
Yeah, I was going to say, you mentioned it in pregame, and I was going to say, boys or girls, she might be the best person I've seen in the area taking a charge. Mm-hmm. That was one of those 50-50.
And pretty as a picture on the free throw there for Lape. Nothing but net. 5:36 to play first quarter. That makes it 3-0 Grass Lake with another free throw coming. And that one goes short. And the rebound battle, but Starkey takes it away. And nearly gets another try, but the ball loose and late falls on it, but on the end line, and they'll give it back to the Cardinals. But sneaky rebound in there against Starkey.
Yeah, earning that swiper moniker that our coach told us about.
Swiper, no swiping.
Yeah.
It's a Dora reference. Another near steal for the Warriors, trying to make that inlet pass. And knocked out of bounds. Cardinals will get it with a baseline inbound. We'll get our first substitution into the game. And that'll bring Hedley White in for her first appearance. You mentioned just a freshman, but good size. And as a freshman goes right in there and fits in, like you said, she'd be the best player on a lot of teams in the area.
And her footwork is phenomenal.
That's an open three for the Cardinals, working the ball around the perimeter. Missed shot. And back on the D, rebounded by the Warriors, running the floor. There's an open shot for Starkey. Got it. Not always a bucket. You look for a transition, but she knocked it down. Open look. Maurice View under pressure. Double team. She tries to get it away. frantically, and that'll get knocked out of bounds by Bjarko. The Cardinals will keep it.
You know, when I talk about Grass Lake athletes, and we always want to talk about the offense, but I do think it's defensively where you watch. It's like there's six of them out there.
Yeah. Inbound goes to View. Trying to feed Straub on the block. Has to float it over the defender, and the pass had to be precise, and it wasn't. Cardinals will turn it back over, trailing 5-0 here. 4:52 mark of the first quarter.
Cardinals setting up in this 2-2-1 press.
Grass Lake kind of caught off guard, I think, the first time they put it on. They break it easily. This time it ends up with a layup as Vigeland takes it to the basket, scores it with the left hand, and a 7-0 lead gets a timeout from the Cardinal bench. We'll take a 60-second break on the full timeout. 7-0 Grass Lake when we come back on WKHM.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone, veneer, or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
See what Coach View drew up in the timeout here. Cardinal ball trailing 7-0, scoreless in the early going, 4.5 to play first quarter. Gaddy around the screen, goes down to the baseline, now reverses, pivots, back out, skip pass. And again, Grass Lake pressure, turnover, and they lose it back. Straub gets a loose ball off to View, but that's mishandled. Warriors get it back. Jumper from the elbow is short, and Gaddy trying to pull down the rebound gets knocked to the floor, and that'll be the first foul against the Warriors.
Michigan Center just looking a little out of sorts offensively right now.
Yeah, a little erratic there. Even that after timeout, they probably running the designed play there and just had some spacing issue before you know it. And it's like the Grass Lake Warrior defense could smell that that's a little out of control, and they pounce on it, turn it into fast break. 7-0 still, Warriors halfway through our opening quarter. Gaddy out to View at the top for the Cardinals. She dribbles now to the right side. Steal attempt by the Warriors. Another reach. View. Again, just kind of dribbling, no movement really on the offense, and now we'll get a hand check call.
That's going to be two on Elise Bullock.
And that'll get late back into the game. Bullock will get the breather with two. 3:44 on the clock, still 7-0 Warriors. Sideline inbound for Gaddy. Gives it into View in the corner. She turns and looks, puts it on the deck. Backs it out about 5 steps behind the arc. Off the dribble, moves, crossover, step back, now gives it up. Give and go, and it's knocked away. Grass Lake with another steal. Running the floor, Sharkey into the corner. Jarko open, fires a three, hits. 10-0. Warriors. Catch and shoot by Adeline Jarko. Yeah.
Jarko had 22 their first meeting and made a few of those.
Straub making a move, spins, elevates, shot blocked, but we'll get a foul call. And that was a nice move by Straub. Good footwork to get down in low and make him have to make a play on her.
But is that one of those whistles where the ref has to look over and say, got her with the body? Because that looked awful clean up top.
It was. I mean, well played defensively, Hadley White on her. And that's a good, one of the players that can match Straub for height and strength. And Straub hits the free throw. Cardinals are on the board 10-1. They still trail. Second attempt coming for Kara Straub. That'll get Hadley White out of the game and a new substitution. I couldn't.
Kara Cook.
Thank you, Brian.
Of the longtime Grass Lake Joel Cook's daughter.
Ah, that's why you know. Straw missed the second free throw. Offensive rebound and putback attempt there by the Cardinals. Missed and now chased out of bounds and it'll go to Grass Lake. Had a chance at it down there, did Mackenzie Withers, but missed it.
Who heard more. That is also on the coaching staff.
Another coach's kid, yeah. Late bring it up over the timeline against that kind of three-quarter court trap. And Beagle drives it right down, shoots, missed, rebounded by the Cardinals. That's one of the few times they've had a miss that they just kind of grabbed all alone. Straub splits the D, gets down to the block, steps through, missed the lefty jump hook, rebounded in the Warriors on the run, and that's Jericho on the breakout, gets a layup, 12-1. View quickly up the floor, now gets it to Gaddy, and she's going to go to the floor, knock down some contact. That's going to go against Jericho.
You know, Coach View said before the game that there are going to be two Cardinals trying to get back and not let Grass Lake get any run-out layups. Now that went off the steal. You just don't have time, and but right. Grass Lake, they'll get it up in a hurry.
And that was a great downfield pass, if you will, because Jericho able to catch that in stride and take a dribble and score it. Straub taking time, and Grass Lake doesn't let you do that. We'll get a reach in call, but a knockaway almost.
Oh, there's another kind of questionable call I thought. I thought Cook kind of just had a good tie-up.
I think it was the initial knockaway that and that kind of swipe through, which, like, it's another one of those kind of auto whistles if they swing the arm. So Straw sets back up at the free throw line because after no fouls early, we got up to five fouls quickly here for Grass Lake and bonus free throws the rest of the first quarter for the Cardinals. 12-1, they trail. 2:19 to play. And Straub hits.
Yeah, and the way the Cardinals' offense has been in the half court, they'll gladly take this last 2:19 of hopefully getting some trips to the line if you're a Cardinal fan. On the flip side, if you're a Warrior fan, you're kind of thinking, hey, any 50-50 call right now has kind of gone Michigan Center's way. You always wonder if that balances itself out.
Straub second free throw. Got it. 12-3 now. Cardinals three free throws for Kara Straub is the only scoring. And they get in out in that pressure D. Grass Lake's got that down to a science. Lape on the run. Drives in. Scoops. That was looking like it was headed for a make. Just rolled off, and that'll be against Straub. And it's her first tech team foul, but that'll be free throws for Lape. 12-3 with the lead, and again broke that pressure and went right to the basket.
Yeah, this is when you're in a tough spot if you're Coach View. One, you're down, I was going to say 10 points, but she just missed that free throw. 9 points, but you're known for pressing. But pressing this Grass Lake team, you might be giving up some layups. They have enough ball handlers that they can, you know, they're making this look pretty easy right now, breaking the press and getting to the hoop quickly.
2:10 to play here, 12-3. Second free throw for Lake is good. 50% so far. 10-point lead for the Warriors. Cardinals over the timeline with View. Makes a dribble move, gets a step. Tricky underneath scoop around the defender and got that one to fall. That's a shot making. That was good defense. First field goal for the Cardinals.
Yeah, that was a nice little scoop there, underhanded by Maurice View.
1:47 to go first quarter. So, you know, 6 minutes in before the Cardinals get a field goal to fall. And really, they haven't gotten that many shots up, which is interesting, through this tough Grass Lake D. See if that maybe gets a little rhythm going for them. Grass Lake working against tough center D right now in the half court. Lape has it at the top. Crosses, stops. Gives up to Hadley White. And I think we're going to get that travel call. Feet just weren't set. Took a little hop and get the whistle.
But, Steve, boy, you could see on that finish, it was a great move by her. Just bunny hopped early. But that was a nice little underhanded finish and a quick move.
Yeah. 13-5, we sit here, 80 seconds left, first quarter. View brings it over the timeline, sets up on the right wing. What a nice little hesitation dribble move there. Gets a step, has the finish attempt blocked, but it'll be a foul call. Free throws coming for Mayreese View.
And that's on Kira Cook, her second.
Yeah, the foul's starting to rack up a little bit here for the Warriors. And bonus free throws for the Cardinals. View at the free throw line. Of course, she would be shooting free throws anyway. Foul on the shot. And that first free throw hits the back rim and comes off.
Boy, Steve, I say this all the time, but I still believe if you're out there, you've got to get on people's dominant hand and make them go, you know, usually it's to their left, right? But and make them prove that they can finish left. It's just so much more difficult.
Mm-hmm. And got the second one. 13-6 is the deficit now for the Cardinals. Making hay at the free throw line so far. Just one field goal in the first quarter. 68 seconds remain. Grass Lake ball. Deegan makes a drive into the elbow. Pull-up jumper from there. Oh, halfway down it comes out. Tap back to her, though. Maya Deegan gives it up to Lape. She looks at the three. Now crosses in the lane. Gives it up into the corner. There's Hadley White with a jumper. No good. Sharkey, another offensive board. 45 seconds, and we're off to Deegan resetting for the Warriors. Getting space. Get a screen. Screen and roll. Doesn't go there. Goes to the corner for Sharkey instead, and she'll dribble out to the top of the hand to Lape. She'll set up triple. Bang. Big triple there for Leif. And great ball mover there by the Warriors. They do a really good job of kind of faking and going where they, looking for where they want to go, but then giving it up into, you know, just keeping it moving. Great individual effort there. Kara Straw back to the basket, drops that drop step, spins, and scores it off the window. Took a great angle on that one, too. 6 seconds left. Lape. Backs it off to White. Jab step. Gives it up. Deegan looks up. Deep triple at the buzzer. Off the window and oh. Count it.
Deegan didn't need the call glass. It's going to count.
19-8 after that three-point make. 60-second commercial break. Second quarter coming up. Cardinals trail on WKHM.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
Whether you're mowing, grading, or just taking care of your property, you need the proven reliability of number one selling Kubota compact tractors to help you get it all done right. Stop by today. Right now, bring home select Kubota LX series with 0% financing available or save up to $4,000. Now through February 28th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment, Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at KubotaKings.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Good ball movement from the Cardinals out of the start of the quarter. Mayreese View open for three and drills it. They needed that answer after the buzzer beater for Vigeland, and then she comes right down and lays it up quickly the other way. Cardinals with it back, trailing 21-11. Another triple goes up, this time from Gaddy. Missed, rebound to Grass Lake, and they're running again. Skip pass, Vigeland, hot hand right now. She backs it out, lets him get spaced. Late, just knocked down a triple at the end of the first quarter, too. She makes a move off the dribble into the corner. Dribbling into the paint. Drop step move and step around for Elise Bullock. Back into the game with two fouls. She scores it. 23-11 Grass Lake.
And just another weapon out there, Elise Bullock.
View passes down to the baseline. And looking to pass it across, and doesn't matter. She stepped on the end line, and that was Ella Best. Got stuck down there and makes a turnover. 7-0 to play, 23-11 all Grass Lake here.
And again, on one side of the floor, it just looks way easier for the Warriors than it does for the Cardinals right now. Yeah, Warriors really play that four out, just dribble drive, and all of them can drive, and they make good choices.
This is a fired pass down to the block. Passes out. Edelin Jarko fires a three and buries again. Warriors hot shooting here in the first half. 26-11 the lead now. 6:37 to play till halftime. View steps back. Open three. No. Rebounded Grass Lake. Bullock was out running the floor. Maybe too far ahead. Late comes to the top of the key. But View gets knocked down. They pass it down to the baseline, and Starkey hits the jumper. And it's 28-11. The Warriors don't miss. I think Coach View wanted an offensive foul on that one.
It looked like she got away with a little push-off.
Yep. Down to the corner, pump fake and drive. Pull up for the Cardinals is short. Another miss for Michigan Center. Carson Smith rebounded again by Grass Lake. Pushing the tempo late. Off-speed dribble into the corner. And now we'll get an offensive foul against her. And that was Smith taking the charge.
Yeah, going to be on late. You know, late likes coming into the, taking it to the hole hard. And if you have the courage to stand in there and take it, she's coming in there when she gets going downhill.
Cardinals do seem to have a couple players who will do that too. And that time it was Smith. Now working against a little half-court trap for the Warriors. Cardinals break it. There's a chance to maybe get a layup out of it. They get it down behind the backboard and a miss there for Mackenzie Withers. Rebound knocked away, and they'll say out of bounds. Cardinal ball, I thought. Yeah, Gaddy will inbound from the baseline here for the Cardinals. 28-11, 5:43 to play first half. Grass Lake shooting the lights out here early. And there's going to be a travel call against Gaddy. I think she was going to take off, and then she thought about it again and didn't, and then did anyway. And just didn't dribble at all in that moment.
Steve, we talk about the crowd here. There's some Jackson celebrities and some coaching, a lot of coaching staffs here. I see the Lumen Christi coaching staff here, knowing that they're going to be playing the Warriors in the district probably.
Boy, that's going to be another gem. We should hear that one on the radio. Assuming that they end up matching up, I guess, but there's a nice move by Leip. No offensive foul there. Straub kind of leaned in, got her with the body a little early. A nice little hesitation by Leip. It's one of those things we talk about a lot is having a little patience when you catch it in there. There's a lot of urgency. You know, you think about 3 seconds, I got to do something, and the defense is there. But when you're patient and you don't rush everything, the defender might rush, and then you end up with a better look.
Yeah, I kind of like that little change of pace from Leip. We just talked about how hard she goes, and she did just hesitate.
Misses the free throw there. Straub will come out with her second foul, I believe. And so we get Best back into the game for the Cardinals.
Also, but Leip's going to make this because her nickname is Split a Pair. If she makes it.
That'll be a different nickname if she doesn't. But she does.
Three trips to the line, three split pairs.
5:25 to play, 29-11. Grass Lake continues their scoring. Cardinals, things haven't come as easy on the offensive end. Working around the perimeter into the corner, and a three-pointer goes up, and that one's going to come off the rim. Gaddy taps it for a moment, and then a save attempt on the baseline for late. Cardinals will keep it. And that miss was, I want to say that was View. Greg View in my way to see whether Mayreese View shot it.
I feel like here, the out-of-bounds plays are places where Michigan Center needs to get good looks, because when you run a good out-of-bounds play, you know, you always have somebody open, and it's where Michigan Center has to capitalize.
They go into View. She pump fakes a three, drive, stops, stuck, and forced that one up. Bailed out with a foul call there. I think it was Gaddy open in the corner, clapping for it, wanting it. But View's been able to get some stuff going when she tries to penetrate, and now she'll see what she can do from the free throw line.
That one was on Brooke Starkey, our swiper. Maybe just swiped a little too hard.
View rattles that one in.
View up to 7 points for the Cardinals, 7 of the 12. And Straub with the other five. Everyone else scoreless.
5:03 to play here in the first half, and that one rattles out, rebounded by the Warriors. Hadley White gets it up the floor. And Beaglin, the senior. She has looked like just really in control of things and really smart player. Working it against View. What a move. Backs it out. Gets it back in the corner. Skips it across the top for Leip. Looks at the three. Now goes off the dribble. into the elbow, and we'll back it back out. White catches and takes a couple steps before putting it down. A couple travel calls for the freshman, but...
You talked about Vigeland. I know she has older brother, Connor, who was a Grass Lake player, and she plays like somebody that played with older brothers.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
She has a little shake to her.
Well, right, she hit that three-pointer at the buzzer to end the first quarter, and she looked up at the clock, kind of settled in, and took the shot. It wasn't some rushed-up three at the somebody who was really just, again, feels like they played a lot of basketball and know what to do. Cardinals moving it around. There's a pump fake from Best, and then step side fires up a triple. That's our second bank in three of the night. 29-15, Cardinals get a bucket after a drought. Vigeland backing it out. Skips it across. There's Jarko. She'll take the deep three. And that one misses. First miss for her from beyond the arc. Rebounded by the Cardinals. View up the floor in the middle right side. Gaddy pumps. Now drives baseline. Floater, no. Rebounded. Swiper. Starkey up the floor. Now to Vigeland. Vigeland backs it out. Late catch is ready to shoot and bangs a three in.
Grass Lake hitting a lot of threes.
32-15 now. And 3:38 to go. There's a drive for Best, and she gets one to go. A couple buckets for Ella Best. Cardinals trying to at least keep pace. They're going to have to get some stops, too, though.
Yeah, 3:26. You're hoping if you're the Cardinals, maybe you can get this to 10 single digits.
Grass Lake, meanwhile, takes a timeout. It's a 30-second timeout. 3:17 to play. Let's take 30 seconds from the broadcast. 32-17, Grass Lake on WKHM.
For 80 years, we have all known them as Omnisource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
32-17, Cardinals trail. Grass Lake out of the timeout. 3:15 to play first half. Lape working over to the right side. Now skips it back left side. Vigeland across the top, gets a screen down to the basket. Floater, no good. Good box out there. And rebounded by Carson Smith. And a foul call against the Warriors.
Going to be Starkey's first. That was a good box out by Carson there, because if she doesn't, Starkey's going to get that.
There are three Warriors right there, really, and it came down to her because she had good rebounding position. View gets a screen, sideways, jumper, no. Up high, rebounded. Jarko, late, trying to get it up the floor. Gaddy goes into the air, knocks it away, goes hard to the floor. Third or fourth time that's happened tonight for her, but pops right back up. I think she just expects to do that.
I don't know if the Gaddy family has a cold plunge or a hot tub or something, but they might have to invest.
Yeah. At least some kind of an ice pack that's readily available. Coming off a screen, and there's a little floater on the inbound for Vigeland. And knocks it down, 34-17. Right side, Smith gets a cutter as Gaddy. Nice cut, nice pass, nice finish. One-hander down on the block. And a good bucket for the Cardinals. Starting to move a little better on the offensive end. There's a step for Vigeland. It finishes at the window again. Good shot making. She got a little shove there and still managed to keep her balance.
Yeah, and there again, you know, I say let her. It's easier said than done, but you got to make her go left as well. Mm-hmm. Everybody has that little hesitation just to try to get you to make you think you're going left, but most people are going dominant hand.
Mm-hmm. Eagling goes left hand this time. Now tries to feed Lape on the block, and Gaddy jumps in front, knocks it away.
I was hoping Vigeland was going to make a liar out of me and say, okay, I'll show you, Professor. I can go left just as well. Steve, you know this is a big game when it's a double.
No, double trainer.
Double trainer game. Sarah has help tonight.
Leap gets a move off the high post screen and scores it at the window again. A lot of layups coming now for Grass Lake. After they made a lot of hay shooting the three, they're back now shooting it point blank. View looking to go one-on-one. Bullock out on her. Yeah, that's Cook, rather. There's a screen, and Bass gets into the lane. Or Smith, rather, gets in the lane. Takes a bump and loses her footing and commits the travel. 38-19 right now. 96 seconds to play till the halftime break. Grass Lake ball after the turnover. Into the game for Michigan Center, Reese Wright.
Talked about Leap on that last possession. She's up to 13 points now.
Eaglin, Leap screens, pops out for the three-pointer at the top, won't shoot it. They give it up to Cook on the left wing. She shoots and misses. Rebounded Best. And she'll get it away to Gaddy. Minute 12, 38-19. View up the wing, pulls up at the elbow. Short, rebounded. Beagle and looking up the floor as she dribbles up. Nobody there. Now she takes it on her own. Elevates, left it short. Cook there for the rebound. Knocked away out of bounds. Last touch, Cardinals. Also on the floor for Michigan Center, Aaliyah Moore.
Nice little block right there by Moore, which kind of got Cook back for her little block on Mary's view on the other side.
Yep. Into Beagle, and then Bullock steps in. Good strong move to the basket. View's going to commit the foul there as she just had inside position, and the junior kind of knew what to do when she was down there.
Yeah. And there again, that out-of-bounds play underneath the hoops. A lot of people have. There's so many good plays that you can run. How often do we see just nice, easy looks?
Yeah. So often as Bullock hits that first one, we see so many easy looks off of those that sometimes it's almost feels like they wasted an opportunity when they have to float it into the backcourt, kind of.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have a play that could get you a look with a couple options on the inbound?
It's just hard to account for everybody if you get a good screening team out there.
Bullock again, and that one goes off side rim, rebounded by Gaddy. And look at Bullock was the next person there. You know, Gaddy gets that rebound, but Grass Lake, endless motors, it looks like, out here. View off the dribble, tries to pull up from the elbow, and that's going to be Cook slapping it away, but getting called for a foul. And this one, View thought she had plenty of space to take that shot away. The defender's still right there. Grass Lake playing great tonight. Very aggressive both ends of the floor. And just shooting the lights out for the most part offensively, getting them out to this 39-19 lead with 44 seconds to play first half with Mary's view at the free throw line. And
I think
got nothing on that one.
Yeah, I think that's one, too, with that little block where if you were playing in the playground back when you were in eighth grade, there'd be a fight, and somebody would be like, hey, hands part of the ball. She did. I think she did kind of hit her hand a little bit.
Yeah.
Enough to throw a shot off. So that'd be one where depends on your point of view. No pun intended.
View hits the second free throw. 39-20. Cardinals trail 19 here early. They got real slow start to the scoring and have never been able to close that gap. Matter of fact, it's widened a little. 30 seconds left and it's Beagling. Banged at that triple at the end of the first quarter. 26 seconds. She looks like she's happy to hold for one. Gives it up to Jarko. She'll dribble back out. Now 19 on the clock. Adeline Jarko dribbles around, goes up to the wing, and now Bullock will dribble out. She penetrates, backs it out, and now Beagling all alone. She'll take the wide open triple and bury it. A couple of Cardinal defenders fell down. And Beagling, another knockdown triple. Gaddy the other way. She had a look at one at the buzzer, but it doesn't go. And so at the end of the half, 42-20, and some Grass Lake fans on their feet with a round of applause. Great first half for the Warriors. 42 points is a pretty good number for a first half in this game where both teams have played good defense.
Yeah, that's as impressive as a half as we've seen, boys or girls, as far as just making buckets.
Yeah.
Grass Lake shooting an incredibly high percentage.
Let's take a three-minute break here at the half. We'll get the numbers from the first half and set you up for the second half. Grass Lake leads at 42-20 here in WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
Every real estate decision is a big one. Whether you're buying your first home, upgrading, or ready to sell, let's make it fun, exciting, and stress-free. I'm Jessica Villarreal, Realtor with Five Star Real Estate, and I'm committed to helping you move forward with confidence. From our first conversation to closing day, you'll have guidance you can trust and service you can count on. Call me, Jessica Villarreal, 517-206-7478. Trusted, respected, recommended.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. Not to mention some of the best pizza in town. And now, online ordering is available for pizza, breadsticks, fried snacks, and more at KellyExpressMart.com. You can now pump gas at all locations 24 hours a day. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled location at Michigan and Robinson for quick, convenient customer service above the rest. Always shop Kelly Express.
Performance Automotive Northwest is here to make sure you're ready for winter with Husqvarna snow blowers and Boss snow plows to keep your driveway clean. Be prepared for winter power outages with Honda generators and stay warm in your garage and in the ice fishing shanty with a kerosene heater. Performance Automotive Northwest offers propane refills too. Winter could be tough on your vehicle. Performance Automotive Northwest are bumper to bumper parts specialists and can help you protect your vehicle from the winter cold. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road across from Meijer. Online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
Need plastics? Alro Plastics is your source for cut-to-size performance plastics. Their inventory includes sheet, rod, tube, grating, and plate. They cut and ship many orders the same day. Since 1987, Alro Plastics has provided value-added processing to meet the most demanding fabrication requirements. Whether your business is large or small, they will provide you with competitive pricing, technical support, and superior service. Learn more at alro.com/plastics.
Sometimes the stock market can be up and down. When that happens, you might wonder what it means for your investments. How should you react? How should you prepare? If you have questions like these, or if you'd like a professional second opinion about where you stand, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Hi friends, I'm Dan Greer, a.k.a. Dan the Man Insurance, etc. As a lifetime resident of Jackson County, it humbles me to help our local seniors with their Medicare supplements, Advantage plans, and prescription coverage. I'm your local independent agent. I have a different approach. I'll be your teacher, your advisor. I'll be your coach. Your quality of life is my career. Have insurance questions, call Dan Greer at 517-787-4607.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, the professor slash air drummer, when Ali is on. 42-20, our halftime score, Grass Lake out in front. Hot shooting really did it. I mean, they play tough defense, and I think that really is their calling card. Because even if they weren't shooting well, they're going to be in games because they defend so voraciously. But how did we get to this score?
Well, we did it by, as you mentioned, a lot of hot shooting, including six threes. And you said it off air, it felt more like 10, and you're right. Yeah. But they had Reese Lape with 13, Elise Bullock had 3, Leah Starkey with 4, Adeline Jarko with 8, and Maya Vigeland with 14. And Lape, Vigeland, and Jarko all doing it both from behind and taking it to the hole.
And like you said in the pregame, they haven't been selfish. They kind of share it. If you're the open player, you're the one that's going to get the ball, and it, there's no better way to do it than to keep that thing moving around until somebody gives an open look. And sometimes you take it off the dribble, and that's what starts the play. Or sometimes you just make a good skip pass, but they do all of it. And you could tell that they just appreciate and respect that, having that possession. They don't waste any of them.
Yeah, you know, it's like about probably 6 years ago it kind of became in vogue to run a four out or a five out, and it's a dribble drive offense, some people call it, and a ton of teams do it, but it does work when you have four or five girls that can all beat you off the dribble and shoot.
Yeah.
But you got to be able to do both, and that's why some teams run it and they don't have the personnel. Grass Lake has the personnel, although their girls are so good, they probably run just about any offense into work. But that dribble drive offense is made for a team like Grass Lake.
Yeah, and well, and the thing I've seen from them that's been the most impressive out of their offense is that if they do dribble drive and they make that pass, it's not that player who's the open shot. They might make that next pass, or maybe the next pass after that, and they're always looking that at that next extra pass to get an even better look.
Yeah, and that only works if you have the talent and the unselfish attitude to do so.
Yeah, and this they're not getting three-point shots where they're taking it off the dribble and pulling up on contested threes. But most of them have been very open.
Yes.
So, yeah, just great ball movement for Grass. Like, obviously, well coached, we wouldn't expect any less, and they've impressed tonight, and when you shoot as well as they've shot, that's probably a little above and beyond what they even might do on any casual given night. So they're just stepped. They, you know, they feel the energy in this game and how big it is, and they stepped up.
Yeah, I tell you what, this is a moment where I'm much happier I'm behind this microphone than I am in that locker room right here, Coach View, right now, because I really don't know what you say. You know, you can take away something, but you can't take away everything, and I think Grass Lake right now is just at a different level.
Yeah. How about for the Cardinals?
Well, the Cardinals got two from McKinley Gaddy, five from Ella Best, five from Kara Straub, and eight from Mary's View.
Yeah, Straub able to do a little bit of one-on-one stuff, and that's fine, but when you're coming back now from a 22-point deficit, you don't really have a lot of time to just get there and let her set, unless she's going to go down there and do that about three, four possessions in a row. But the other side of that coin is you got to get the stops.
Yeah, I kind of mentioned this earlier too. If you're the Cardinals, you know, you're down 22, you're a pressing team, you feel like, okay, we got to do this. But Grass Lake carved it up kind of, and again, I don't even know what to do. You frequently say, okay, you're the other team's coach, what do you do here? And I don't have an answer for you. I'll ask you, how about that? Let's flip it around. What are you doing?
They, like you said, they put on that press and surprised them maybe that first time. They got the 10-second call after that.
Yeah.
Grass Lake knew right what to do, and they broke it down and ended up getting some layups out of it. So what do? I throw that press on occasionally, but I don't go in and stay in it at all. And if I'm Coach Gaddy, or Coach View, excuse me, I would probably go a little zone, play or two here.
Just go man. Mix it up.
Yeah. Just try to keep them off balance as best you can. However, that does keep you off balance a little bit, but what else are you going to do? Like you said, I don't know the answer.
I guess I would also consider getting thrown out and making the JV coach finish it up. If Grass Lake's going to keep shooting like that.
Yeah, what else? Yeah,
if I didn't have to miss the next game, that would be on my hoop. I'd say, girls, I'll see you tomorrow in practice, so we'll redraw it up.
Let's take 90 seconds, and we'll be back with the second half. 42-20 Grass Lake leads on WKHM.
Have a leaky faucet, stubborn clogged drain, or not getting enough hot water for your morning showers? Don't let plumbing problems disrupt your day. Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. Whether your hot water heater is on the fritz and is in need of repair or replacement, your shower drain is backing up, or you just have a leaky faucet that needs fixing, we have you covered. Call Grimes Plumbing today to schedule your service call at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic and Bright Walls, and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Oak and Iron, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
Jackson. High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Out of the start of the second half, Cardinals did something they needed to do. They got a stop in that first possession. Now they need a bucket. Working around the perimeter. Tough throw. Good catch by Marisa View. A little high, but she pulls it down. Working the perimeter. There's Gaddy. It looks like maybe
a little zone for Grass Lake. Yeah,
here for Grass Lake. Yeah. Cut by Gaddy. There's a steal by Jarko running the floor and a break. And that'll be Swiper with a lefty layup on the run out. So they failed at the second half. You got to get stops and buckets. And they got the stop, no bucket. And then now Grass Lake gets the bucket. Can the Cardinals answer here on this possession? We'll see.
We talked about Michigan Center mixing it up. Grass Lake coming out with a little zone.
Yeah. It's not evident right away what Coach View drew up in the halftime. Right now they're just kind of, right now just a lot of dribbling around for View. Gets the high post for Best, down to the block for Straub. That's a nice play for them. Puts it up with a left hand miss, but Ella Best with a rebound. And back out to Straub, this time on the perimeter. Gives it up to Smith. Carson Smith comes around, weaves it, and gives it to View. View going the high post for Smith. Skips in the corner for Gaddy. Now looking for Straub on the block, and it's knocked away. Great play by Beagleton to knock that loose on the run out. And there's a layup again for Grass Lake. So that's twice the Cardinals have just a long possession. Don't really get a shot, and Grass Lake turns it into a layup on the other end, 46-20.
And again, the defense of Grass Lake, the length, the speed, everything.
There's a nice cut. Gaddy gets out to View for an open three. Got it. There's some good ball movement for the Cardinals, and a great pass by probably their best passer in Gaddy. McKinley sets up Mayrie's View for the triple, 46-23.
Gaddy averaging 6 assists a game, which is a ton.
Always tough when you get to one of those points in a game where you got to start thinking about the comeback, and you know that in order to come back, you've got to score. As Beagleton gets another one to go off the bank, triple from the top, 49-23. So you got to outscore the team by more points than you've scored on your own already. That's tough. Skip past View, scoops it to Gaddy, double team back to View, quick release, triple, and go off backboard and. Or back rim, rather. And we're getting a foul call on Straub away from the ball. Loose ball foul. They're battling down there for every rebound.
I've seen her and Lape kind of talking to each other a little bit.
So Lape inbounds, and it'll be Beagleton to bring it up for the Warriors, leading 49-23. 5:09 to play in our third quarter here. All our game coverage brought to you by a number of fine sponsors. There's a feed down to Leif and a nice strong finish in the paint. As Gaddy goes to the floor, wanting to maybe take a charge again. Straub's got it, goes off the dribble, gets a step into some traffic, Huffer travel. Turn it over and Grass Lake gets it back. Shout out to Arrowhead Credit Union. Tom called me soft water on our sponsorship team, and Straub's going to come out as they get Withers back into the game for the Cardinals.
Yeah, Straub is looking a little frustrated right now. Good probably move from Coach View getting her out. Calm her down a little bit.
Get her back in, yeah, when you get a chance. There's a little sidestep for Beagle and missed shot. Rebounded, though, by Lape. Gives it up and then gets it back in the corner, and she'll get the travel call and the takeoff. A little pump fake takeoff that we see a travel call on multiple times in virtually every game we do.
With Straub coming to the bench, however, Mackenzie Withers in, a lot less size there. She's very fundamentally good, and she'll box out, but she's giving up some size.
Oh, yeah. View brings it up now for the Cardinals. Really pressured out there by Beagle, and 4:21 to go. And gets a move, now steps it back out. Skips it across to Smith, comes back to get it. View pump fakes for three, now into the corner for Gaddy. Gaddy dribbles out to the wing, behind the back, move to the baseline. Gives it up to Best, who is stepping on the end line, and a turnover for the Cardinals.
You can just see it in the Cardinal girl's face. It's like there's nowhere to go.
Yeah.
They're trying to make moves, but Grass Lake's defense just suffocating.
She Just great cardio here for the Grass Lake Warriors to be able to keep up this kind of intensity for 2.5 quarters now. Now we'll get a foul call, and I didn't see who that was.
That's Carson Smith.
Okay. That was a pretty blatant, just a little push on the ball handler there. I say blatant, not like she did it on purpose, just it was noticeable.
Well, it was just like she got by her quickly, and that was her only defense. Well, I'm going to give her a little push. Nothing dirty.
Warriors to inbound here from the baseline. It's Bullock getting it into Hadley White, who's into the game out to late for a three, and that one misses. White with the offensive rebound, though. And she stepped on the end line. Well, if you're the Cardinals, you're at least getting a little bit of the shooting hasn't been as red hot for the Warriors. If you can keep them from those fast break points, they're at least cooled off a little bit shooting. I don't know how long that'll last, but now you got to figure out how to get buckets if you're Michigan Center. And there's a reach. Bullock out playing tough on the ball. Reese Wright on the floor for Michigan Center.
Bullock's second hand check foul. She's up to three now.
She'll go to the bench. Those three fouls. Cardinals inbound to Mary's View. View looking to kind of dribble across the top over the right wing. Now backs it back out. Gives it up to Best at the top. Dribbles for a moment. Gives it up on the wing. Coming up off a cut with Gaddy, and the pass goes awry and out of bounds. Turnover for the Cardinals. And that is just that when that pressure's always there and somebody's always in the passing lane, if you think you see somebody open, the feeling, I think, is just I got to get it there quick. And it was too fast, and it was a bad pass. Passed out of the baseline, and Swiper knocks down that one. The long deuce from the baseline. Tough shot, but a hit by Starkey. 3:07 to play, and Gaddy drives, gets the floater to go off the window, and draws a whistle.
Boy, that last bucket by Starkey has me thinking. I don't know, has she missed? She's got 10 points and very few shot attempts.
If you told me she hadn't missed, I'd believe you. That's the kind of game she's had. Just very efficient and just constant working. But that's all the Warriors right now. Really impressed for a first time seeing them this year. Brooke Starkey now onto the floor for the Warriors.
I think cousins, but I could be wrong. I'm going to have to double check that. Might be sisters.
What
they're
if they
related.
I'm saying, what if they are both named Starkey but lived in Grass Lake and were not related?
That would be odd.
Adeline Jarko gets it open. Look, and that goes halfway down. It comes out, rebounded by Moore. Cardinals on the run back the other way, trailing 53-26, 2:49 to play third quarter. View dribbles into traffic, now backs it back out. Dribbles across the top to the elbow. Gives to Gaddy. Too close. Passes hard to handle. Jarko the other way. Gaddy comes to defend. Knocks the ball away. Knocks Jarko to the floor. And we'll get two free throws for Adeline Jarko. And good sportsmanship there. Gaddy helped her up.
And Steve, I think I might be feeling kind of dumb here because the Starkey girls might even be twins.
Are they the same class?
I'm going to find out.
Leah Starkey Jr., Brooke Starkey Jr. So not only are they related, they shared a womb.
Yeah. Well, when I looked at the resemblance, I'm thinking, well, dummy, I think they probably are not only sisters, but the fact that they look just alike tips me off.
I think we got a split pair at the free throw line, and Gaddy coming the other way. We'll get a reach-in call against Jarko. 2:29 to play third quarter.
Steve, I didn't see. What did Jarko do from the line there?
I think she went 1 out of 2.
Okay.
We were too busy figuring out our twin dilemma.
Putting together the riddle of twins that look just alike.
McKinley Gaddy steps back for a three, blocked. It's loose and picked up by Withers and takes it right to the bucket. There's a layup for Withers, and 54-28. Entertaining the comeback. You got 2 minutes. Where do you want, if you're the Cardinals, what do you want to get? Get it down to 20?
Well,
can we get six?
You know what? I think this is where you have to be very honest, and if you're the Cardinals, I don't know that you're entertaining a comeback, but due to the you know, we talked about it in pregame how you just don't get many good games. This is where you got to go out and just try to compete for this quarter and prepare yourself for the tournament here.
There's a turnover. Cardinals give it right back. Late down the lane. Miss the layup. It's loose. Bounce, bounce. Squeezed by View. Gives it up to Gaddy, so the Cardinals able to get a stop there. Bring it up the floor. Gaddy, pressure on into the corner. Fired up a triple. No, off the heel. Long rebound. View. Missed three there for Wright, but the Cardinals get it back. Another missed three, and this time rebound taken out of there by Vigeland. Back the other way for the Warriors. Crosses into the lane. Floats. No. Rebounded by Gaddy again. Gets it out to View. Cardinals running the other way. Marius View, right corner. There's the, basically the same play. Another three and another miss this time by Wright, and they go back on the D. 75 seconds left in the third quarter. 54-28 Cardinals trail. Lape off the dribble. Gives it up, and they skip it around. Vigeland on the right wing. Working against Wright. Dribbles into the elbow. Backs it to the wing for Lape. Struggles with the catch. Now clears it back out to Vigeland. 56 seconds left. 54-28 Cardinals trail here at Grass Lake. High post for Lape. Off the dribble. Loses her footing. Able to get the pass away. And back to Vigeland. It ends up 43 seconds. Pass in the corner. Lape catches this time. Fires a three. No good. Battling for the rebound. And Moore saves it into Gaddy. Cardinals the other way. It's View on the run out. Two on one. Can she catch it? No, it goes out of bounds. But that should be off of Grass Lake. Yeah.
That was almost like Wright and View was gonna, thought the other one was going to catch it. Because if one of them caught it clean, they had a little layup.
Yep. 54-28. 30 seconds left. Cardinals take the inbound. It'll be View to pass it in.
Look, you have Swiper guarding Straub again, giving up a ton of size, but that jumping ability.
And that is, you can be forgiven because it's not Swiper, it's the other Starkey, which I always have to do at some point if they have the same name. Brooke Starkey and Swiper on the bench currently. No, she's there.
Yeah, yeah.
Boy, they're both out there. So not only do I have the same last name, but they're twins. It's like the universe is trying to get me to make mistakes. View rattles a free throw down. 54-28 turns to 54-29. Alabas back into the game. Straub will come out. Final 26 seconds of the third quarter. And View gets the pair to go. 26 seconds. Cook up the floor for Grass Lake. Center pressing a little bit, looking to trap at the half court. Jarko gets over the timeline down to the baseline, and a nice cut to the basket by Brooke Starkey. Had the bucket, but gets the charge called against her as who else but McKinley Gaddy takes the contact, and Cardinals will get it back. They wave off the bucket.
Yeah, there was kind of some people in my way, but when I saw body hit the floor in the charge sign, I kind of knew who that was going to be. That's Gaddy standing in there taking it. Smart ball player.
54-30. We're down to 13 seconds. Perhaps the last possession of the quarter for either team. Cardinals look like they're going to hold it for one. View running around off a screen, Rip Hamilton style. Crosses, now goes the other way again. Right hand into the corner for Best. She fakes it, and they don't get a shot up. So we end of three, 54-30. Cardinals trail here, 60-second break. Fourth quarter upcoming on WKHM.
Sometimes you might wonder if you're investing your money the right way, especially when the markets are going up and down. You might wonder, will I have enough to retire one day? How long will my money last anyway? If you've got questions like these, or if you'd like to get professional advice about your investments, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
You bring the hustle. Let your checking keep up. With Amped Checking from Blue Ox Credit Union, you'll earn an incredible 5.0% APY on your everyday spending. Swipe your card. Get paid. Go digital. That's all it takes to keep your account amped up and earning. Visit blueoxcu.org/amped-checking and start earning more today. Annual percentage yield up to 5.0% on balances up to $10,001. Requirements apply. Rates may change. Fees may reduce earnings. Blue Ox Credit Union, a division of Ignite Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Cardinals turn it over on their first possession, try to pass under the backboard. Now a drive from late. Gets the bucket to go. Grasslake did go a little cold there in the third quarter, but Michigan Center not able to capitalize, not enough anyway. Gadley gets a step, splits the D, takes the harm at the end, goes to the floor and gets a whistle. Oh, it looks like that's going to go against Lape.
Gaddy's one of those players that hits the deck a lot, and so that definitely always looks, you know, the opponents don't like it. And,
right.
But that's, we talked about it being kind of one of those skills to always appear like you're getting fouled.
Yeah. And Gaddy buries the free throw. 56-33. Beeglin comes up the floor. Cardinals looking to maybe trap at the half court. She throws it up to Jarko. Lape down the gut there. Gets in deep. Steps across and floats one in. There's the three-pointer going up from Best. Missed. Straub knocks it away, but the rebound saved to Lape, who will dribble up the floor for Grasslake. So the Cardinals with a missed shot there. 58-33, they trail. We're down to 7:03 to play in this one. Beeglin fires down into the corner, backs it back out. Lape swings it around and down to the baseline, and there's Starkey with a jumper. That's Brooke, or no, that is Swiper with the miss. View the other way on the rebound for the Cardinals.
How about that ball movement, though? I think all five Grasslake girls touched it within 5 seconds.
No bounce. And there's the Cardinals, pass it, View, gets a screen, comes across the top, right side, Best, spots up, triple, long. Rebound, Gaddy tried to tap it away from Lape, is squeezed by Beeglin, and now Gaddy going in with a steal attempt.
Beeglin angry, the ref's like, hey, I called it. I think Beeglin may be just mad with the physicality of the foul.
And Beeglin's going to get a break here. Hadley White back in for Grasslake. Lape will inbound from the sideline in the backcourt. Cook comes to get it, gives it back to Lape. Lape going up toward that double-team trap, now trying to dribble away. Got away with a push there. Cook penetrates past the first lineup, gets down low and floats it, missed. And somehow Starkey able to come out of there with a rebound. They'll get a tie-up. Possession arrow will stay with Grasslake.
Sometimes we talk to coaches and they talk about a player and whatever they said just doesn't come to fruition. Maybe the flow of the game. Starkey, every bit of the Swiper that Coach Saltz told us about.
Inbound went to Cook and it was turned over. I heard a whistle and I think everyone else did too because they kind of stopped. And it was a timeout, I think.
Yeah. And Cardinals got that timeout. Kind of wish they hadn't.
All right. Let's see. We'll keep you here on the timeout. 6:09 to play. 58-33. And Cardinals' chances are looking very slim. And like you said, you want to go out there and let's have a good stretch. Let's have a good 6 minutes and feel like we leave here knowing what we did wrong or at least doing something a little better.
I'm not sure who feels worse right now, like Michigan Center coaching staff or the Lumen Christi coaching staff here watching, knowing that they're going to prepare for the districts. That's going to be two of the best teams in Division III going at it early.
And I, having seen them both, I couldn't tell you which one to favor on that, honestly.
Yeah,
I think Grasslake's going to have a little, maybe a little more depth, but not by a ton in this individual efforts. Maybe just have to go out and see who shoots best. Beeglin's got it now for the Warriors. Skip pass to Lape on the deep on the left wing. Gives it back up to Beeglin to re-space. 5:55 to go. Beeglin top of the key for Lape. She'll spot up for a triple. That misses. Rebounded Hadley White. Blocked away by Straub. Hadley White with the rebound, turned around, tried to jump, shoot it over Straub. She swatted it. Gaddy in the open court. Pulls up jumper, no good. Rebounded Beeglin. Yeah, every one of these Warriors crashes the boards. Beeglin steps between the defense, folds one up, missed, but we're going to foul call it. I didn't call that on the floor. Nope, two shots coming.
It looked like on the floor, but hey. I'm sure Vigeland will take it. Quite a scoring second half for Vigeland, but she still played great D and controlled the tempo of the ball.
And now she hits that free throw.
Up to 18 for Vigeland. Fans starting to head for the exit, Steve.
One side of the bleachers looks a little more sparse than the other. Grass Lake fans sticking around to enjoy. 5:25 to play, missed free throw, 59-33. Ella Best running the break, can't make the catch. And the Cardinals will give it back. Coach View.
Wanting that possession.
Lobbying for that one back. He might have a case. One of the Grass Lake players maybe tipped it away from Bess.
Not. I think the officials are probably thinking, yeah. You might be right, but at this point.
I'm not going to change it now. Cardinals continue to try to trap. They get it away. Lape in the middle into the corner. Jarko wide open, and that one's off. Yeah, the shooting definitely cooled down for Grass Lake in the second half, but what didn't stop was that defensive intensity, and they continue to make everything tough. So even if they're not lighting it up like they did in the first half, and there's another miss by Lape on a little driving floater rebounded by the Cardinals, even if they don't score the same, if the Cardinals don't either, you still maintain the lead. There's a Gaddy drive and the layup that was missed, but Moore. Offensive rebound and put back. Aaliyah Moore, sophomore. Gaddy trying to get a turnover. We're going to Grass Lake timeout. Full timeout. We'll take 60 seconds. 4:41 to play, 59-35 Grass Lake on WKHM.
Every real estate decision is a big one. Whether you're buying your first home, upgrading, or ready to sell, let's make it fun, exciting, and stress-free. I'm Jessica Villarreal, Realtor with Five Star Real Estate, and I'm committed to helping you move forward with confidence. From our first conversation to closing day, you'll have guidance you can trust and service you can count on. Call me, Jessica Villarreal, 517-206-7478. Trusted, respected, recommended.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone, veneer, or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Got 4:41 to go here, 59-35, and the inbound goes to Lape, able to dribble around the pressure and takes it all the way into the basket, sidesteps the defender, and there's a bucket for Grass Lake. Quickly the other way, Maurice View gets it out to Smith. Carson Smith backs it out to View. Now Straub on the wing. Puts it on the deck, drives, steps around the defense, tries to scoop with the left hand. It's a miss, and Gaddy in for the rebound attempt, and it's knocked away from her.
Gaddy's making her fouls count.
Yeah.
Late on that last drive, she kind of reminds me of a Cadell Williams or something, a really good running back that knows how to get skinny at the right time. Like she looks like there's traffic there, and she just kind of slithers through.
Yeah.
Shout out to Cadell Williams. We haven't said his name for a year.
There's Lape feeding it into the corner as they break that pressure. Gets it to Starkey, and now backs it out to Vigeland. Drives through and then skips into the corner for an open three for Bullock. Missed and rebounded by the Cardinals. Maurice View coming the other way from Michigan Center. Under four to play, 61-35. Moore in the wing. Straub gets a cut for Moore, and Lape saw it coming, steps in front. Two-on-one break. Warriors. Lape leans right in. And did we get a blocking foul?
Oh, did we? I thought that was definitely going to be the shoulder drop.
Yeah. And Coach View's not going to like that. I think that was clearly an offensive foul.
Yeah, you don't have to be in position if somebody drops the shoulder and hits you.
That would be late for free throws anyway. 61-35. And makes it. You know, I was thinking the other day, Brian, we go to these games, and wherever we end up seated is usually familiar at this point. We've been in this spot or another spot at different times. But, hey, how was that food? Is that going to be on the...
This is pipe good. That's Twitter famous Ed Collins coming
TikTok
by.
TikTok famous. Something like 300,000 or... I don't know how many followers, but enough. But, yeah, but we end up on specific angles all the time, and I think about just the way the angle we saw that play from versus what the officials saw the play from and how different that can appear just with the depth perception of the things. And if you're trailing behind her and you don't see that she leaned in, it does look like that was just contact from the defender.
You're right, and fans do not realize that.
Right.
And until you've ever officiated a game, I mean – they have to do the job from the worst angle.
Right.
Like, you see a lot better from the stands up in the middle of the bleachers than what they can when they're running down there with all the bodies.
And that's why they that's why they have three guys. They should be watching one another, too, and you're hoping to have it from every angle. 64-35 with the free throw pending here, and got it. 65-35.
Well, this is one where nobody can say it's the officiating fault.
Oh, no.
This has been a dominant performance from Grass Lake, and they've looked fantastic.
View off the dribble around the screen, gets the open look, missed, short, rebounded Deaglin. Crosses, Deaglin coming back, in it out. Across the top. There's Deaglin just dribbling around, kind of running some clock down, then dribbles into the elbow, jumps up and hits.
Yeah.
67-35. My son was Skyler Stoker. I don't know if you remember that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Getting some Grass Lake royalty talking to us. Skyler Stoker's dad.
There's a pull up, and that was Withers knocking down. 67-37, 3 minutes to play.
Here's where I think if I'm both coaches, I'm just getting my starters out.
Yeah.
And this, like, we're getting close to tournament time. You don't want to have a ankle or something stupid here.
And that's kind of looks like what Coach View is doing right now. 244. And there's Bullock in, backs it out. There's Brooke Starkey with a triple knockdown. There should be a rule that can't, like, one is Leah's 4 and Brooke's 14. They should have to have different. No number's allowed to be the same when you're twins. Withers rather catches, shows, drives. Finish wasn't great, but a good ball move. And missed the shot, rebounded by Grass Lake.
Yeah, if I'm Coach Saltz right now, I'm just calling a timeout and clearing this bench.
Yeah, 70-37. No need for somebody to just twist an ankle up or get knock knees or any of those little
bummer
things that can happen. 2:04 to play here, 70-37. Stay tuned to the post game. We'll get to brought to you by Kelly Express Marts, and we'll talk about our player of the game and go over the numbers here that we got right now. 70-37. As we get more free throws here from Deaglin. Game brought to you by Time Coffee Softwater, AeroQuip Credit Union, Alro Metals and Plastics, Farm Bureau Insurance, the Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance Agency, Jackson Public Schools, Industrial Steel Treating. And that's a make for Deaglin, and we do get a round of substitutions here. A nice ovation for the players going out for what's going to be ultimately a big win and a conference championship clinching win for Grass Lake.
It's funny, Deaglin may have heard me say she's had a quiet scoring second half, because since I said that, she's up to 10 now in the second half, 24 on the game.
The senior comes out. That gets late back onto the floor. And also newly into the game for Grass Lake, Rachel Palmer. And also Adeline Stormont.
Cardinals got Nevaeh Moyer and Kaylee Gettings in for them, too.
There's a drive for a nice take there. Finish off the window for the Cardinals, and that was Reese Wright with the bucket. Late brings it up the other way for Grass Lake. 97 seconds left. Pump fake for Adeline Stormont. And then a drive to the basket and a foul call. Shane Smith from the Saints song, Adeline. I should have been fine by now. 86 seconds left. And late back to the free throw line. It's definitely going to have to be considered in our player of the game determination, which I still feel like is up in the air a little bit. I don't know what will change here, but
I think I know who I'm going with, but yeah. I don't want to say anything. We're going to see if we say the same person.
72-39. And Lape gets that one to go. Swirls around and goes in. Lape will come out, and that'll get Hedley White into the game. And now all the starters off the floor for the Warriors. Similarly configured for the Cardinals. Wright goes left side, gets a step. Splits two defenders, able to get the finish.
Reese Wright making a couple good moves here late.
73-41, down to 108 to play. Cook dribbling across the top, gives it up to Brooke Starkey. Starkey goes left side. Four corners for the Warriors. It's Rachel Palmer. The high post goes right side. Cook now dribbles around the defense into the lane. Scoops it up. Missed. White in against a duo of Cardinals. Comes away with the rebound, but they tie it up. And it'll go back to Michigan Center. 45.6 to play. 73-41.
I don't think any of us were really expecting this kind of game.
Wright coming down the floor. Got a couple buckets here. Clean up time. Gives it up to Withers, and she just kind of fell down.
Yeah, she was going to make a move and kind of stepped on her own foot, I think.
Her feet were kind of twisted up, yeah.
That's one where you just get up and
she didn't have nothing to say. She just kind of, all right,
I
go.
I did that. That was me.
73-41, 20 seconds to play, and we'll get a foul call against that'll be against Wright.
I think that was the right call.
Nice. But not.
Not really. But when it's a 32-point game, you get things like me saying that or you singing.
Right.
Wait a minute. Was that right?
In
another joke?
Night, I can't deny.
Oh, boy. Well, if people haven't stopped tuning in by now, that one sealed it.
Yeah.
What did we get?
Foul out? Technical?
Looks like we got a technical. Must have been on Coach View because I see him sitting down, so maybe he might have lost his standing privileges.
74-41 with the free throw make from Cook to the Warriors. And that one's a miss.
Kira did, however, get into the scoring column with that.
And now we have free throws for Rachel Palmer.
Rachel Palmer just sounds like a name that was in a show or a movie or something that was played by Jennifer Aniston.
I feel like, what's the name of the girl from like Twin Peaks? Yeah.
I don't know. But I do know.
I never saw that show, but now I'm going to have to watch it.
This is when we start getting off the rails a little bit. But if you're listening, there's only 21 more seconds of us, so maybe you're wanting to stay tuned to hear who the player of the game is. That's reasonable.
Rachel Palmer, a.k.a. Jennifer Aniston, holding it out. Now have to Cook. Rachel Lee Cook. That's not even close to her name. But and there's going to be another whistle as Wright continuing to play tough.
Yeah, Well,
Laura Palmer from Twin Peaks.
What? Laura Palmer. Okay. What they get a? Oh, okay. Everybody lined up as if it was a technical again, and the officials had
the
to say,
like, "No, you can
come on down."
Here.
That was just a foul.
3.6 seconds and free throws for Kira Cook. Kiera, is it Kara?
Kira.
She hits. No, a miss.
Although I've known her since she was a little child, and yeah. I've always butchered it. But
she's giving them some good minutes tonight, for sure.
Yeah, she always comes in and just plays hard, and she can shoot.
It's a Cook family trait. Since I've seen at least this generation, the younger generation, I don't know about your friend Brady and Joel.
Brady can shoot a little bit. Joel's more of a low down underneath.
Yeah, but does he play hard? Do they play hard? That's really what I'm talking
Joel,
about.
Joel, well, Joel, take your face off in a pickup game.
75-41, our final. Grass Lake victorious, and that makes them conference champs, at least for the East. They'll have to play championship game. And I think that was still up in the air for over in the West. Let's take 3 minutes. Our final commercial break here. We'll come back with the post game for Kelly Express Marts. Again, Michigan Center falls to Grass Lake in the Ray Haynes Gymnasium tonight. Our final score, 75-41. Back at 3 on WKHM.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Whether you're mowing, grading, or just taking care of your property, you need the proven reliability of number one selling Kubota compact tractors to help you get it all done right. Stop by today. Right now, bring home select Kubota LX series with 0% financing available or save up to $4,000. Now through February 28th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment, Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at KubotaKings.com.
Hi friends, I'm Dan Greer, a.k.a. Dan the Man Insurance Etc. As a lifetime resident of Jackson County, it humbles me to help our local seniors with their Medicare supplements, Advantage plans, and prescription coverage. I'm your local independent agent. I have a different approach. I'll be your teacher, your advisor, I'll be your coach. Your quality of life is my career. Have insurance questions, call Dan Greer at 517-787-4607.
Hey folks, it's Dave Ramsey here for Jim Winter Auto Group. If you listen to our show, you know that thousands of people around Jackson are driving cars they can't afford, rolling around town under hundreds of dollars a month in purchase or lease payments on more car than they really need. In this day and age, that kind of extra debt is keeping the average family from getting where they want to be in life. The good news is, used vehicle values are at an all-time high. If you haven't checked out what your car is worth lately, see my friends at Jim Winter Auto Group. Chances are Jim Winter can get you out of your payments, whether you own or lease it. And right now, you can probably find one of those cash vehicles I'm always telling you about on the Jim Winter pre-owned lot. Come in to Jim Winter Auto Group today for a free, no-obligation buyout quote on your car and tell them Dave sent you. Online at jimwinterauto.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes in the postgame here at WKHM, and we were talking about it, making a decision on player of the game, and it was unanimous. Maya Vigeland, the senior, just had a great game tonight. 24 points, Brian, unofficially, but that's a great game. And it going out against a rival, a game you needed to kind of clinch the conference and the league for the year, and you went out and had a great game. And where does this rank for your games this year, like how you feel like you played?
I mean, it was definitely one of, I think, our team's best games we played this year. We're all coming together as one right now, and, like, no matter who's on the court, who's off the court, we're just kind of one team. And it shows, like, in practice, we're always working, we're always competing against each other, and it's just great. I love these girls, and it's my final season, so I couldn't ask for a better group to be with.
Yeah. You say as a senior, there seemed like moments where you felt like you wanted to kind of, you kept things calm and wanted to keep things under control. Do you take that role on, do you think?
Yeah, I do. My coach, she talks to me every day about how leadership's one of the most important things, and she builds my confidence more than I've ever had before, and I can only give my thanks to her for that because she trusts me with everything she has.
And Steve, you say keep her calm, and she is placed calm, but she's also got some fire, and I like that. I see especially you and Reese chest bumping and stuff and getting pumped up, and I like that enthusiasm.
Yeah, Reese and I, we got, like, twin telepathy going on the court, and, I mean, it's amazing. She's one of my best friends on and off the court, and we knew coming in here today it was going to be my last game playing in Michigan Center with her, and she wanted the win as bad as I did, and I can only thank her because she played one heck of a game just like everybody else on our team.
How'd you think about the atmosphere in here tonight?
The atmosphere was crazy. I mean, we step in here and it was like on fire. Everyone's loud. You can barely hear each other on the court or even off the court. Like, we say keep in between the four lines, like, just play our game. The five on the court are our five for that moment, and we know that if we stay calm, we're going to execute and play how we know how to play.
Well, I think that's the great mix that you had tonight was aggressive, active, but under control, and I think if you can do that, you know, you're going to have some tough matchups in the postseason, but you guys are, I think you're ready. You're playing your best ball at the right time.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that so much. Like, it's still one day at a time, one step at a time. We have practice tomorrow. We go play Napoleon, then we have more practices, and we just got to keep competing and practice for each other. And the more we compete against each other, the better we play on the court. So I'm just so excited that we won tonight.
Well, you're our first high school interview this year, and you're a natural. And I was so impressed with your play and just the control you're in. Now I'm impressed with this interview. I'm starting to get a little jealous and thinking, if things don't work out, you're going to be taking my job. Would you like this kind of job?
I mean, yeah, I watch sports all the time. It's like the one thing I love to do. I mean, basketball is kind of my whole life, so I've thought about going into it. I mean, it's just something I love, so.
I said that you play like you played with older brothers before. Like,
yeah,
you have that kind of swag and movement to you.
Yeah.
So can you beat Connor?
Yeah, okay. 100%.
I hope he's
any
listening.
Day.
One of my favorite moments was at the end of the first quarter when you had that catch out here. You peeked up at the clock, and then you hit that buzzer-beating three to end the quarter. That was just great. Like, you could tell that you're just a heads-up player, and we appreciate it. So you could see that throughout the game tonight.
Thank you so much.
Well, you got the bus is going to have to leave, so.
Coach,
yeah, Salt,
yeah, she's saying, hey, look at the time now. We got to go. Thanks.
Thank you, Coach.
Congratulations. Great game.
Our pleasure. It was great to see. Yep. Great game. Coach Saltz and Maya Vigeland, our player of the game tonight for the Warriors in victory. And, Brian, let's go ahead and get these numbers going.
All right. Well, for the Cardinals, McKinley Gaddy had 8. Reese Wright with 4. Ella Best had 5. Kara Straub, 5. Leah Moore with 2. Mackenzie Withers with 4, and Mary's View leading the way for the Cardinals with 13. And then on the Warriors side, we had Reese Lape with 23, Elise Bullock with 3, Leah Starkey, 10, Kira Cook with 1, Adeline Jarko had 9, Brooke Starkey with 3, Rachel Palmer with 2, and then leading all scores tonight was our interview and our player of the game, Maya Vigeland.
Yeah, overall, just a really fun contest, and just from the tip, Grass Lake just played better tonight, was the better team, and they got it done as much on the defensive end as they did on offense, and just shot the lights out early and then played really great in the second half defensively to keep that and even stretch out that advantage. Our final is 75-41. Michigan Center now falls to 14-3 on the year and 11-2 in the league. Still a great regular season for them. It's not over. They'll be back in action on Wednesday on the road at Manchester. They beat Manchester back in December 61-23, so they'll be heavy favorites in that one. Meanwhile, Grass Lake now 16-1, a 13-0 in the Cascades Conference. Their next in action, as Maya mentioned, Wednesday night at Napoleon. They beat Napoleon back in December 76-7. So they'll be heavy favorites there. Next radio broadcast, back to the boys and Connor Dockery with the play-by-play tomorrow night. Jonesville at Hanover Horton. So that's a really cool matchup out in that west.
That'll be a good tilt.
Yeah, I think that should be good. And 6:45-ish for the tip or for the broadcast with the tip scheduled for 7. Of course, give them a few minutes in case that JV goes to overtime like ours did today. Brian, just, you know, the hype was there, the energy was there in the crowd, and Grass Lake just handled business and hot shooting in the first half, and then just leadership and experience to keep that lead all the way through.
And once in a while we see teams that are high ranking in the MHSA and you think, are they really that good? Grass Lake's really that good. Whatever their rank, they deserve it.
Yeah, and for the years that we've gone to the Breslin Center or, you know, made deep runs, it's teams like this, and that's one of those where, boy, they're going to play in that district, I think, with Lumen Christi, and you start going, man, they should probably both, they should be meeting in the semifinals.
That is a semifinal game.
So that game will be crazy, and assuming that it gets to that, because there are other good teams in there that could kind of sneak up and get a win. Hanover Horton's had a good year, you know, so best of luck to both of these teams in the postseason. It's going to be tough because basketball around this area is excellent for the girls. So for Luke Moorhead and the Professor Brian Haynes, I'm Steve Boyle, and let's talk to you next time.
Live local high school basketball is on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Every moment of exciting hoops coverage is brought to you by
Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, AeroQuip Credit Union, Tom Coffee Soft Water, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, Alro Metals and Plastics, Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance Agency, and the brokerage house with Jennifer Scanlon.